Many people question the need for an imam. If a prophet has already brought all the laws of Allah, what then is the need for more spiritual leaders? We know that Islam encompasses all spheres of life. Not only does it talk about the moral and religious aspect of life, but it covers every principle within life. Because Islam covers all spheres of life, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to be a teacher, a leader, a guide, a judge, a counselor, a mediator, even a military commander. Now, because the role of the Prophet encompasses everything and Islam claims to be complete in all facets of life, there must be logically a succession plan. Therefore, after the passing of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there cannot be a time where there is no guidance or no teacher and help from God. We need imams, as it is very easy for the original teachings and message to be lost. Sometimes a lot of culture, superstitions and innovations are added to the original teachings. So there has to be leadership appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our belief, who will function the role of the Prophet, except they are not prophets. As we know, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and seal of the prophets. Some questions arise. Who should be the one that fulfills such a position as an imam after the death of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him? Do they have to be divinely appointed by God, or should it be left for the people to choose? The Shia believe that the imam must be divinely appointed, as with the case of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was appointed by God through the Holy Prophet. Other Muslims believe that divine appointment is only for the prophets, and this implies that people can determine a leader or an imam. It is necessary that a Muslim must seriously investigate the issue independently, without any bias, and recognize the true faith and support it with all his being. However, one must realize the overall benefit of Islam and must not provide a reason that it will cause a split between Muslims. But maintaining unity does not mean to forget about researching in order to find the true path. And it must also not deprive the conditions from investigating the issue of imamah, which will have an enormous effect upon the destiny of Muslims.